Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 88. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 88. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One instructor at the University of Kansas has been placed on administrative leave as of yesterday afternoon after a video went viral on the social media site of X, formerly known as Twitter, showing him making remarks regarding men who may not vote for a woman in leadership.
Guys are smarter than girls. You got some serious problems. That's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
The university has released a public statement on the platform saying that they recorded that earlier in the semester, and the instructor has been placed on administrative leave during an investigation.
Mega savings at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty and Ford. Rock out to over 400 new Ford vehicles on our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Rock and roll with savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or Rockstar savings on the 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Check out our huge selection at amazing rates on over 400 new Fords with savings up to $12,500 off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Game 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Flags across the state of Kansas will be flown at half staff starting on Friday from sunup to sundown in honor of former state speaker of the House, Marvin William Barkus. KSN News reports that Barkus did die back in July of this year, but the celebration of life will be celebrated on Friday this weekend, October 11th, as Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags across the state to be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the day as a tribute to the speaker. Barkus was a native of Miami County in Kansas and was in a care facility when he passed at the age of 81. He was in the state legislature as he represented Miami County between 1978 to 1992, where his colleagues elected him as the minority leader of the House back in 1984 and became Speaker of the House in 1990. In other news, worker strikes continue on in the city of Wichita after the company of Boeing has withdrawn their contract offer that would have given striking workers more than a 30% raise over the next 4 years as negotiations continue. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One of the ballot measures that could be on the ballot in November for voters across the state of Nebraska could be put at risk after the Secretary of State and the Attorney General's office in the state have been questioning the validity of some of the signatures that was put on a petition for medical cannabis. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the statement comes from the Attorney General's office saying, quote, in the aggregate, the petition circulator fraud and notary malfeasance described taints strips the presumptive of validity from tens of thousands of submitted signatures submitted by the sponsors of the petition. Early voting has already begun across the state of Nebraska that would allow the regulation and the legalization of the drug for medical purposes, as both the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office in Nebraska are now turning to the courts to determine the true number of, quote, valid signatures and potentially void the election results if there are not enough that are valid on the petitions. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Safety with the fall harvest underway is encouraged with many farm vehicles and trucks operating on roads and highways. Caution is urged by drivers and farm operators alike. KNDY is airing a series of 4-H month salutes recorded by 4-H youth from Marshall and Washington counties. These will air in rotation now through the end of October, which is 4-H month. A paraprofessional at Pawnee City High School has been sentenced to prison for 6 to 12 years on a charge of sexual abuse by a school employee and a count of sexual assault. The felony charges were raised against 36-year-old Candace Johnson of Pawnee City after investigation in March of last year. Explicit text and Snapchat messages were allegedly shared with two Pawnee City High School students. A Marysville and Waterville business are teaming up for a fundraiser toward the family of Emma Brungart, who was tragically killed last Friday evening in a vehicle accident. Bite Me Barbecue and Coffee Crossing will contribute all proceeds from free will donation sales Friday from 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville Barbecue location, and the Bite Me Shack will be in Waterville at Coffee Crossing. Donations toward the family may also be left at either location. State tourism and other officials will visit Marysville with museum and other stops planned Friday, including an unveiling of the historic register plaques at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville at 5:30 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday for income-qualified Marshall County residents. This month, including chicken and fish fillets. If you're not already signed up, you may do so Friday with a copy of a proof of income, with distribution 9 to 11 a.m. Friday at the South Bus Bay of the Helvering Center in Marysville. Hanover and Frankfort High School football homecoming Friday. Hanover homecoming candidates Hannah Zarbenicki, Emma Cruzy, and Anna Juniman. King candidates Noah Juniman, Braden Schwartz, and Cameron Juniman. Hanover will host Wakefield in the football game. At Frankfort, Queen candidates are Braylee Ebert, Ellie Studer, and Samantha Joel. King candidates Ty Smith, Lane Loisau, and Sam Backman. Frankfort will host Blue Valley in the Friday night football game, broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Beatrice Speedway wraps up the season with Oktoberfest this Friday and Saturday night with races at the Gage County Fairgrounds. Keep Beatrice Beautiful will hold the fall electronic recycling event at the Indian Creek Mall parking lot this Saturday from 9 to noon. Computers and equipment, home theater and gaming, audiovisual and miscellaneous electronics may be dropped off free of charge for recycling Saturday 9 till noon at the Indian Creek Mall parking lot in Beatrice. For information, phone 402-228-4576. Autumn Flannel Fest in Waterville is Saturday. Lions Pancake Feed, 7 till 10, a vendor fair 9 to 3 with a lunch at the community center. Cornhole, street golf, plus games and activities, a grilled cheese cook-off, and a pulled pork dinner serving at 6:30 in Waterville Saturday. Axtell Fall Craft Show is Saturday with a wide variety of handmade crafts and vendors, 9 until 2 with lunch available at the Axtell Legion Community Building. Children's and historical Western author Rosie Bossy will sign autographs as well. All proceeds go toward American Legion Honor Flights. The Axtell Fall Craft Show, Saturday 9 to 2. Seneca Chamber and Downtown Impact will host the annual Oktoberfest celebration Saturday. Downtown Craft Fair 9 to 3. Museums will be open. A community Volksmarch, contests and beer tasting downtown from 4 until 7 p.m. Additional details online at comeseeseneca.com. Dorothy J. Kalin, age 92 of Burchard, passed away Sunday. Funeral Mass Saturday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Burchard. Interment St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery at Steiner. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Kalin. Hema C. Brungart, age 19, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday as a result of an automobile accident. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids School Gymnasium. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Emma Brungart. Lloyd Shubkegel, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 with a visitation from 10 until 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Shubkegel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger with baked beans, coleslaw, and cherries. Tomorrow, tuna patties, scalloped potatoes, Capri blend, and cranberry sauce. KUNY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny and still warmer as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny but cooler as we head into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Cooler as we head into Monday as well with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s, then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Sunny and clear on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Slightly warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
The average high temperature early October 72, record high on this date 95. The average low 47, the record low 22. Sunrise this morning 7:32, sunset this evening at 6:56. It's 57 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Experience the magic at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Seafaring creatures, parade of pirates, Mermaid Cove. Stop for a drink at the House of Dragon Pub. Acquire a treasure trove of gifts at over 150 shops with 22 stages of entertainment plus full combat jousting. Weekends, Saturdays, and Sundays, plus Monday, October 14th. Tickets and information at kcrenfest.com. Kansas City Renaissance Festival, Saturday and Sundays, 10 to 7, plus Monday, October 14th, 10 to 5.
Win a pair of tickets to the Beatrice Speedway races this weekend by answering the KNDY Facebook page question of the day. Tickets valid one night only. Winner announced Friday, 10 a.m.
One down, 3 to go. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. The Mets becoming the first team to advance to the League Championship Series. Mets getting a grand slam from Francisco Lindor and beat the Phillies 4-1. Bryce Harper and the Phillies eliminated.
I wish I could have done more, obviously, on a personal level. Wish I could have that last at bat, obviously. In that situation, would have been a lot of fun. But just wasn't able to get it.
Mets take the series in 4. They now await the winner of the Dodgers-Padres series. That one is going the distance. L.A. with an 8-0 shutout in San Diego last night. They even the series at 2 games apiece. They'll play a decisive Game 5 tomorrow. New York's other team, the Yankees, can advance today. Last night in Game 3, Yankees and Royals were tied 2-2 in the 8th.
So it's 3-1. Dangerous pitch. Salvador sets up inside. Bubic delivers. Stanton elevates one deep to left field. This one is high. It is out of here. Giancarlo Stanton, a massive shot. 417 feet later, he puts the Yankees on top 3-2.
3-2 is the final. Yankees take a 2-1 series lead into today's game 4. Carl Ravitch calls it here on ESPN Radio. Tigers leading their series. They beat Cleveland to go up 2-1 in the series. They can close it out later today. Game 1 of the WNBA Finals tonight, Lynx and Liberty. You'll see it on ESPN. On ESPN yesterday, Aaron Rodgers telling Pat McAfee he did not get Robert Saleh fired, to call the insinuation patently false. Speaking of quarterbacks, Raiders bench Gardner Minshew. Aiden O'Connell gets the start. Saints will start rookie Spencer Rattler against the Bucks. On the ice, Rangers shut out the Penguins 6-0. Montreal edges Toronto 1-0. Flames rally from down 3 and beat the Canucks in overtime. Vegas doubling up the Avs, 8-4.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Marysville Tennis senior Aubrey Bearing, first place team finisher at NCKL, and I'll also be playing doubles in regionals. The Bulldog Tennis team and I want to invite you to Kramer Family Tennis Courts for the third straight year for our regional matchups this Friday and Saturday. Thank you for the support from Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and all of our fans this season. Hope to see everyone in their black and red this weekend.
Marysville Bulldog football hosting Rock Creek Friday on AM 1570 FM 94.1 with Frankfort home to Blue Valley live on FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are bracing for this morning's consumer price index, expected to show inflation continuing to ease. TD Bank's expected to pay about $3 billion in penalties as part of a settlement with U.S. regulators and prosecutors over charges it failed to properly monitor money laundering by drug cartels. Bank's primary U.S. regulator will impose a cap, limiting the retail business from growing above a certain level. Honda's recalling nearly 1.7 million cars because they may have defective parts that could make steering difficult and cause a crash. Recall involves several vehicles from the 2022 to 25 model years. Amazon's continuing its push into the healthcare arena, announcing plans to open pharmacies in 20 U.S. cities next year to allow for same-day delivery in nearly half the country. The e-commerce giant says the expansion will help underserved communities. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to yet another day of trade, let's first and foremost get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. As through the grains and the oil seeds, it was a fairly positive day. We saw quite a bit of green on the screen. There was some areas of weakness. Cotton was a little bit lower. Oats also had a troublesome time, but corn, wheat, and soybeans were higher yesterday. And the livestock, a lot of red, as we saw October live cattle down 27 at 188.20. December down 65 at 187.22. Triple digit losses for the feeder cattle. October feeders down 105 to 249.27. November down 162 at 248.67. Into the hogs. October lean hogs down 20 cents to 83.92. December down 160 at 75.57. Into the grains and oil seeds now. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat are all higher. December Kansas City wheat up 8.5 at 617.25. March up 9.25 at 634.25 cent. December oats up 1.5 to 388.75. Into the row crops now, we see corn a few cents in the green. December corn trading up 2 at 423, with March up 2.5 at 440.5 a cent. And the soybeans, though, another day of slightly weaker numbers. November beans down 1.25 at 1019. January down 0.75 cent to 1036.25. December soybean meal down 70 to 320.50. However, the remainder of the contracts are higher. Soy oil, similar story. December down 13 at 42.93. And cotton is lower as well. December cotton down 11 at 72.14. Into the energy markets, crude oil up 99 cents to 74.23 a barrel. Unleaded gas back up 2 cents a gallon to 209. Heating oil up 2 at 230, though natural gas down 2 at 263. Gold's up 890 to 26.34.90. Silver currently up 22 at $30.89 an ounce. And the dollar down 3 points at 102.660. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Cool fall weather has prompted scorpions living in Kansas to start moving out of their habitats and into homes, says K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth. He discusses their behaviors and physical characteristics.
They're not necessarily a dry land insect, but it seems like they're moving around a little more when it's dry. They don't, in the moisture, if you get a big rain, that will move them around because they're usually under rocks or in holes or in crevices in the ground. But they're very good at getting in or under doors or under windows in cracks and crevices in your house. They're relatively small. The ones we have in Kansas probably don't get much more than about an inch, inch and a half long. It's a little striped brown scorpion, or sometimes they call it the striped bark scorpion. They do have venom. They have two pinchers. Normally they'll grab their prey with a pincher, and then the stinger is in the tail. The tail will flip up and sting. Sometimes they'll release the host, the prey, and watch it and go eat it later on. Sometimes they continue to hold on to it and start munching right away.
Whitworth shares where they live and their cool weather habits.
Number one, they're an arachnid. They're not an insect. So they have a little different lifestyle. They live under rocks. They live in holes in the ground, and they're nocturnal. They're just coming around looking for food. So that will bring them inside. Once it gets really hot, they go underground. Usually don't see them for a while. But now this time of year, September, October, as it starts to cool down, they start seeking a place to come in, you know. And so as they're crawling around at night, they feel a little warm air come out from a crack under a door, and they can slide in there pretty easily and they get inside.
He explains how to properly control scorpions.
Make sure you caulk all the cracks and crevices and holes. That's easily said, difficult to do. So the best thing is, if you want, you can get an insecticide that's going to be a general insecticide. Also, inside your house, crack and crevice treatments of a general nature help. But what I found probably the best is the sticky traps. If you put sticky traps in dark places for spiders, it will also trap scorpions. Scorpions, their babies are produced mainly in the spring. So what you're going to catch now are the young, you know, or the adults, and you might therefore help control the population in the spring. You might get rid of some of the pregnant females now, so you don't have a problem in the spring.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with information on scorpions and their activity this time of year. Learn more online at www.entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Have some candles around the house that have been burned down to a stub? The leftover wax can be incredibly useful around the home. A few suggestions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 10th, the 284th day of the year. Country singer Tanya Tucker shares a birthday with rocker David Lee Roth, and Joe Namath played in the last NFL game on this day in 1977. If there was such a thing as candle season, we're surely on the cusp of it. Here's a few suggestions for getting a little more mileage out of those candle stubs. Are sticking drawers driving you crazy? Rubbing candle wax along the drawer glides will fix them in a jiffy. The same goes for sticky zippers. Rubbing a saw blade in candle wax will keep the teeth from binding. Frayed shoelaces are easily repaired by dripping hot wax on the ends. And before the first snowfall, rub your snow shovel with a candle stub and the snow will slide off easily. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. The cattle sale begins at 11:30. And early consignment listings include 31 mostly black steers neifers weighing 3.5 to 6, 30 black steers neifers 4 to 4.75, 20 black steers neifers weighing 4 to 6, 16 black steers neifers 4 to 6.50, 95 black and white face steers neifers weighing 5 to 8, 12 Charlie Cross steers neifers 5.5 to 6.50, 15 black steers weigh 6 to 6.50. 40 red and black steers, 6 to 7. 25 black yearling steers, weigh 7 to 8. 67 black steers, 9 to 9.50. And 90 black steers off grass are 950 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the cattle sale today, 11:30 start at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 55 degrees at sunrise. Unseasonably warm temperatures, highs around 90. Through Saturday, look out, cold front coming Sunday, then much cooler temperatures, highs range in the middle 60s Monday into Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sport. We are roughly 1 month away here in the state of Kansas, which means also a look out into 2025 with the NCAA basketball tournament coming again to the state of Kansas at Intrust Bank Arena in downtown Wichita. And for those looking to try and get tickets for the event, you can get pre-sale tickets all season long for the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament that will be hosted at Intrust Bank Arena for the events set for March 20th through the 22nd for the first and second round games. Tickets are officially on sale as of today, where you can use the pre-sale code of Wichita25. In other news, even though the Kansas City Chiefs are going into week number 6 with their bye week this week, still sitting undefeated for the first 5 weeks of the regular season, they have been better with a number of injuries within their team. However, they do say that they are out and potentially trading for wide receiver Devontae Adams. According to the latest report, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, Ravens, and Commanders are all out on that potential trade. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Marysville girls tennis team claimed their fifth straight North Central Kansas League title last Saturday at Abilene, with Kate Fries and Ava Spicer both finishing atop their respected bracket play. The duo pairings of Aubrey Veering and Grace Winkler, with Micaiah Urban and Grace Turner both finishing second in their respective brackets. Marysville will now host 3 through 1A regional tennis for the second straight year, with matches beginning this Friday, 10 a.m. at the Kramer Family Courts in Marysville. State tennis is set for next Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th in Wichita. Marysville cross country runners run their final regular season meet today at Sabetha, start time at 4 p.m. League cross country is set for next Thursday at Rock Creek with a 4 p.m. start time. After a good start to October, Marysville volleyball has now lost their last five matches, bringing their season record to 11-14. Regular season action wraps up with a tournament in Sabetha this Saturday, followed by senior night versus Rock Creek next Tuesday. Postseason action for volleyball gets started on Monday the 21st, with regional action yet to be announced. Head volleyball coach Kate Elliott will be our halftime guest this Friday during the Marysville football broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville girls golf finished their regular season action today with a meet in Atchison before regional action next Monday at Osage City. Regional golf starts at 9 a.m. Looking at Twin Valley League volleyball results from Tuesday night, the league's top three teams, Centralia, Hanover, and Valley Heights, all picked up two wins. The Axtell Eagles picked up wins over Washington County and Onega. The Lynn Bulldogs go 1-1 with a win against Marysville, while Frankfort and Washington County both go winless in Tuesday night's TVL action. On the season, Hanover and Valley Heights are atop the league standings with undefeated records, while Centralia sits at 7-2. All area teams are back in action next Tuesday as Onega hosts Blue Valley, Frankfort, and Lynn. Axtell hosts Clifton Clyde, Donovan West, and Washington, while Hanover hosts Centralia and Valley Heights in a night that will determine the regular season volleyball champion. Stay tuned every Thursday for a look inside Marysville Athletics and Twin Valley League volleyball results.
Friday Night Football, Marysville hosting Rock Creek. It's live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort hosts Blue Valley. Homecoming for the Wildcats live on FM 95.5. High school games on air online and on our free mobile app. K-Prep's pregame show begins at 6, the TVL Roundup at 6:30, ahead of 7 o'clock kickoffs Friday. Kansas Jayhawks have a bye week Saturday. Kansas State Evening Affair live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Win a pair of tickets to the Beatrice Speedway races this weekend by answering the Candy Y Facebook page question of the day. Tickets valid one night only. Winner announced Friday, 10 a.m.
KNDY.